The Wilmington Symphonic Winds performs its final concert of the season this Sunday at 7 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium. The concert is music from around the world. Conductor Dr. John LaCognata has led the band since its inception 2 years ago. He joined us to talk about the Symphonic Winds and the Sunday concert, beginning with the beginning.
Really, it started as an idea. Tom Smiklis approached me. Tom's kind of the founder of this, and just kind of felt that there was a need for a professional-level wind band. There wasn't an outlet for outstanding winds and percussion adult musicians. They're community bands, but not necessarily a professional-level band. So we discussed it over breakfast one morning and felt that we had enough musicians in our region that would warrant something like this, and there was enough interest with those musicians, and we decided to try to put something like this together. We were able to track the finest winds and percussion players in our region. So we have people that come and drive from Myrtle Beach, from Fayetteville, from Jacksonville, Lumberton, and they're all interested in playing in this ensemble. We've got some collegiate players, some orchestral musicians from the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra and the Long Bay Symphony. We've got some marine musicians from Lejeune and just some other area professionals.
What's the difference between band and symphony?
Well, the biggest difference is the omission of strings. So while the symphony orchestra has pairs of wind instruments typically, the woodwind family, the brass family, and percussion, they also have the full string family. And the bands don't use strings. We add saxophones and we add euphoniums that the orchestra typically doesn't use. But it's on a larger scale. And, you know, typically a orchestra would have a wind section of, let's say, 30. Maybe not even that many on a lot of the earlier pieces. But our band's going to have 65 winds and percussion players. So it's a marvelous, big, huge sound that fills the hall. It's very impressive to the listener.
What are you playing coming up this Sunday?
This Sunday, we've got a great program. It's entitled Music from Around the World, and it's going to feature music from various countries across the globe. We're going to visit Italy and France and Ireland and Russia and Cuba, and, of course, play some good old American music as well.
What are some of the standout pieces that you might tell us about?
Really, each piece has, you know, such its own character, its own kind of national flavor. We're starting with an Italian march called Florentiner March by Julius Fusik. And it's a great little march. He kind of wrote it as though it was a little Italian operetta, but done in 3.5 minutes in a march. So it tells kind of a neat little story, and it's great music.
After the Florentiner March, Dr. LaCognata says we'll hear a French suite by Millau, Russian music from Reed, and then...
And then from there we go to George Gershwin with Cuban Overture. You know, he went over to Cuba to take 2 weeks off of composing. He was supposed to be relaxing. And when he got there, of course, he was just surrounded by that Cuban flavor of dance and street musician. And also while I was there, he saw some percussion instruments that we didn't have in the country at that time, maracas and castanets and güiro and those kind of things. And so he actually brought some of those instruments back to this country and wrote the piece Cuban Overture.
The final pieces of the concert are America the Beautiful and National Emblem March. That was conductor Dr. John LaCognata leading the Wilmington Symphonic Winds this Sunday at 7 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium with music from around the world. Find out more at whqr.org.